Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Monday, November the 22nd, 2021. And I know people are out here getting their stuff ready to have that big family feast, but always put God in it, in everything that you do. For this Thanksgiving, hey, remind yourself what you are thankful for. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, as I get into the word, let this word touch and heal someone. Let this word help someone to get close to you. I pray for all those that are sick and shut in. And I also pray for those that are in the hospitals and in the nursing homes. I also pray for those that have had COVID, have gotten over it, those that have gotten their shots, those that have not. I continue to pray for those in Christ Jesus' name. I pray for these things in his name and by the blood of Jesus. Amen. My topic, outward, upward, coming from Isaiah 4, chapter 45, verse 22. It reads, "Look to me and be saved, all you ends, all you ends of the earth, for I am God. There is no other." Amen. Amen. This is a promise of promises. It lies at the foundation of our spiritual life. How simple is the direction? Look to me. We have looked elsewhere long enough. It is time to look to him who invites our expectations and promises to give us his salvation. Only a look. Will we not look at once? We are to bring nothing in ourselves but to look upward to God. A look requires no preparation, no violent effort. It needs neither wealth nor wisdom, wealth nor strength. All that we need is in the Lord. And if we look to him for everything, that everything shall be ours and we shall be saved. Come, look hither, as from the furthest regions men may see the sun and enjoy his light. So you who lie in death's borders at the very gates of hell may by a look receive the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Always look outward and upward. Look to him. Look to God for all your needs. And surely he will bless you. In this Thanksgiving season, I want to say that we have those that have lost a lot of family members. And during this year to COVID or any other ailment, just think of the thankfulness that you do have. And think about those that have gone to the Father. He is with the Father. They are having a heavenly, holy feast. as we gather together and have our feast. Always keep God first. Put him first in your life. Always. Happy Thanksgiving from my family to your family. Amen. Amen. And I have another word of encouragement on Wednesday. God bless you, giving. For God is God. He's my strength and he's my guide. God will bless you all the time. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.